So I want you to close your eyes right now. Say these words.
These words.
Came last week. We're about to receive them again. And the word from the Holy Ghost. On the 8th was. I am but a flicker of light.
As it penetrates.
My earthen vessel.
It becomes a radiant light.
That will ignite a flame.
In others.
Until the whole earth.
Is filled with my glory.
Yes.
Transparency.
Duplication.
Multiplication.
Old self is being destroyed.
Will I become
Your magnificent obsession. Taste and see me.
As I become alive in you.
Intimacy.
Of relationship with me.
That's the word of the Lord. And I receive it by faith.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay. How many have felt a stirring inside as you were declaring that word? All right. You know why? Because when you declare the word of the Lord, what happens is your soul is going to resist. Your mind, will, and emotions are going to resist. So, say, I have eyes that see.
I have ears that hear.
And my heart does perceive.
That this message is for me.
We're going to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. That's what I heard this morning. And we're going to be looking at verse 19. And for Jessica, I want to give you, for you alone, James chapter 5, verses 14 through 19. That's for you. Because again, we spoke this morning, Jessica and Irene and I, about how God will not do something without confirming it in His Word. So those of you who are wondering what I gave her, you can hunt for yourself. Amen? If you want to nose around what's going on with Jessica, you look at James 5. Gail? You know, like I told her this morning, God has allowed this grace for her to be with us, and we just want to welcome you, Jessica. We just want to welcome
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Welcome.
Bienvenue. James, again, James 1, verse 19. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Amen. Now, becoming angry doesn't look like a choice, but it is a reaction that our soul takes whenever something goes in the wrong direction or discomfort is spoken to us in some form. 20. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. So what is God is saying to us? When we get angry, it brings about a false pretense. And then you end up under the anointing of the dark one rather than the light. Again, verse 20, for man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the words planted in you, which can save your, and I added the word soul. If you look at the Amplified Version, you'll see that it is involved. The salvation of your soul is what the ultimate goal of the Holy Spirit is. It's the salvation of your mind, the salvation of your emotions, and your will. 22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Oh, that's a whole different ballgame, isn't it? If you're going to do what it says to do, you're going to be an active believer. You're not going to sit in your chair next to another person with the same name and not talk about the goodness of the Lord and tell them, listen, you don't have to bow to fear. You can stand your ground and not be afraid because God is with you.
Amen.
Okay? You can say that. I had an encounter with a young man who is challenged in a physical way. And I met him kind of by accident. We spoke a few weeks ago, and I met him again this past week. And I gave him a little card about the house of prayer. And we spoke for a few minutes, and then there was a press, and I said, may I pray for you? And we're in a parking lot. Well, that's not what you call the appropriate place in most people. So I just held his hand, and I prayed for him, and he said amen after I got done. Don't ask me what I prayed, because I don't remember. The next part was the surprise. Gave me a hug and held tight. There are times that a hug can say more than multiples of words.
Amen. Amen.
That acceptance cancels out fear. It cancels out anger. It cancels out all kinds of unrighteous garbage in the person. Because you're accepting them where they're at. You say, well, why hugs? Well, the biggest irritation to rejection is acceptance. So when you and I give each other a hug, male or female, male to male, women to women, it doesn't matter. It cancels out rejection.
That's right. Amen.
And it destroys the enemy's lies. It destroys those lies. So keep that in mind. Do not merely listen, 22. Listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Greet each other with a holy kiss. That's part of the word, isn't it? St. Paul says, greet each other with a holy kiss. What's wrong with kissing your neighbor on the cheek?
Nothing.
It's very French. So last Tuesday, was it with Linda? I gave her a kiss on the hand. She says, there he goes, we can see he's French. Verse 23. Anyone, do you qualify for an anyone?
Yes.
Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom, that is not the legal law. It is the Holy Ghost law. The Holy Ghost law is the law of love. Don't judge, don't condemn, don't find fault. Only look at the good things and all the old will fall away. Because love never fails, 1 Corinthians 13.
Amen.
And continue to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it. So you can hear something till the cows come home, but never do it, and you've accomplished what?
Nothing.
I can advertise that Lisa, a few weeks ago, was told to make a chocolate cake. She argued with the Lord, but she finally gave in. Right? She had no idea at the time that she was making it, the struggle was real. But it was also part of God's plan. You see, every single member of the house of God has a job to do from the Lord if you listen. You say, well, he hasn't talked to me. When did you ask him, is there something I need to do for you, Lord? Huh? Is there somebody that I should pay attention to and build up today? Is there somebody that I should intercede for today? Is there somebody that I should take time to visit today? If you never ask, you're never going to hear.
Amen.
Okay? And you might not like the idea of where he's sending you.
Amen.
Say ouch.
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 But you understand, when you say, I belong to Jesus, oh, and I want to be like Jesus. Well, where did Jesus go? Where the Father sent him.
That's right.
John chapter 5, verse 19 and 30. Jesus never did anything to please himself. Well, my God, is he your example? Oh, wow. You mean I got to do something that pleases my Heavenly Father? Yes. Give a hug to that person that doesn't smell too good? Yes. Yeah, that one hurt.
Big time.
My five-year-old last night, I told you he slept over the other night, so I gave him a shower. Every time he's been over, and he's slept over a few times now, but usually with his sisters, so I give him a shower. And then I have this body spray that I make him lift up his pits, and I spray him, right? So I put on his pajamas, and he went and sat with his grandmother. So Irene told me the next morning, she says, you know what he told me before he went to sleep? I said, no idea. She said, well, my Pepe didn't spray my pits tonight.
Uh-oh.
Guilty as charged. I guess I didn't hear that one, huh? I didn't obey.
That's right.
But you know what? He was advertising.
Yep.
He was saying, my grandpa loves me.
Exactly.
All right? That's what he was saying.
That's right.
Because every time I've given him a shower, I always take that little red can and I spray both sides. And he's, the first time we did it, because they, you know, let's face it, I'm sure that he's not really in a problem with BO yet.
Yep.
But the bottom line is, it's the example.
Yep.
And the love flow. And he didn't forget to tell his grandmother that I forgot to spray his pits, so I'm going to be having to repent.
Shame on you.
Amen. Amen. Got to give you a little laugh there, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hear me now. 25. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. If anyone considers himself religious, yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue. Say ouch again.
Ouch.
He deceives himself and his religion is worthless. Your mouth can really cancel all the holiness you have by a spoutful of anger, resentment, bitterness, and all the things that can come out of you when you're under the anointing of the dark or the soul. So don't start looking at demons. Maybe you better think about, oh, I'm reacting. Lord Jesus, I need grace right now. I need help.
Amen.
27. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after the orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. to keep yourself from being polluted by the world. Don't follow the world system. Follow the one who is serving and being obedient to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
Are you going to be doing it all right? No. But you're going to do it under construction. And a little piece at a time, you'll see changes happening. Maybe changes in your way you think and you react. Maybe in the way that you perceive yourself. And maybe by a dream or a vision that can show you something about yourself that you never thought possible. So, I want you to put right hand over your heart. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
When you speak to me.
When you speak to me.
Give me the courage and the grace.
Give me the courage and the grace.
To respond. And to do whatever you tell me to do. And I, yes, need grace.
And yes, I need grace.
And favor. To put up with some people in my life. Because it might be a wee bit difficult. But with your grace. I can do it. And I can go forward.
And I can be.
A real person involved.
With transparency.
With duplication.
With multiplication.
And the old self taking a back seat. To the Holy Spirit. Who is my counselor.
My comforter.
And he's the one.
That's getting me to see.
That I have real knowledge.
From him.
Real wisdom from him.
Real wisdom from him.
Real might from him.
Real might from him.
And especially the gift of understanding. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
And for those of you who can, we'll see you at 7 tonight for the beginning of the new feast. Yeah. You know, if you take time to study the Word, you'll find that in the Old Covenant, when the Lord told Moses, I want you to celebrate these seven feasts, he was saying perpetually. In other words, it doesn't have an end. He doesn't talk about ending it at the New Testament. He doesn't talk about, you know, making it happen according to what you want, but according to what he wants. And on the Day of Atonement, when we took time out to wash the hands, how many felt a change take place in the next few days? Put your hand way up. All right. Why am I saying that? Well, the Day of Atonement is not taken seriously by most religious people. They just do not observe it. But it's on their calendar if they want to use it. It's on God's calendar, and it has been for years and years and years.
Amen.
To be honest, thousands of years. So be serious when you look at the Word, and it says to do. Because he means to do. And I can tell you that the first year that I took time out for the Day of Atonement, Rosh Hashanah, and the Feast of Tabernacles, it was a wild ride. And I did have to buckle up my boots. All right? Because I did not expect how wild it would be. So, blessings to all of you, and we'll see you tonight.
Thank you.
Share some hugs with each other.